shows, because it feels like you're running there, like, here we are! Other shows are kind of like, yeah. I think you're still waiting on a couple of guys. All right, so. Can you do a little bit of I've got to tell you this story. It's short, but it has to do with the beginning of the show. So, when we showed up earlier today, Stephen reminded us all that the last time that we played here, right? The last time? The only time we've ever played in this room. It was in 1999. April or May of 1999. Anytime someone says the year and it starts with 19, it's like, oh, fuck. So, we have had a record that had just come out, and we were opening up for our friends, a group called Mercury Rev. It was so cool playing with them, because we'd all known each other for a long time, and they were having this surge of acceptance and success, and they were very generous in inviting us along on this tour that we all did together. I think we'd only played one other show. Second or third show. Stephen remembers everything. That's what I'm always checking on him. And we were doing this brand new thing. This absolutely brand new thing. And we didn't really know if it was working or if it was going to work. And I think we weren't scared, but we were like, oh well, you know, this is what we do, and I hope we can, you know, do it and be happy, and regardless of, you know, what the audience would think of it, we would be, have our resolve of doing our thing, which is great, but it's also very great when the audience loves it too. And so we played this show, and I think it was a little bit of like a turning point. It was such an enthusiastic, freaky crowd, and all the stuff that we did, people just went fucking crazy for it. And yeah. And to us, it felt like they went more crazy for the stuff that we did than even for the Mercury Rep guys later on. I'm not sure, but it seemed like that to us. So, we're going to play the first song of our set tonight. It is that same first song that we played back in 1999. It's off a record called Soft Bulletin, and it's a song called Race to the Front. Hope that it goes over.
Help us out. Come on, come on.
And that was, it was going good. It was. And I am so glad. Grab that fucking sign before I was ready, but I like it. So is your ready. But that karate chop part, that first verse, that's gotta be like the loudest, the fucking loudest thing we're gonna hear all night from you. Come on, come on. It's like an indicator of just how unhinged, how the rest of the show is gonna go. Come on, let's try it again. Come on. Come on, ready.
you guys see Wayne on the unicorn? Did you see that? Special gong being brought out. Will be played by Wayne. This is a cautionary tale. It's called Pompeii Up Gata Demeron.
Thank you.
my jacket looks fucking cool in this light. Someone said, fuck yeah! To know is it says yeah. And if you're like me, you probably would not come in right at the beginning because you don't know what to do. But then as it goes, you'll watch the people that seem to have it together and just kind of do what they're doing. Okay? Now there's a part in the middle where it actually says no. I feel like if you're really just rolling along feeling good about the yeah part, just go with that. That's going to be fine. Don't worry about that little segment of the nose, okay? So, don't hold back. This is not the time to worry about being cool or embarrassed. Don't worry about any of that. With all your power. show go. You can have your own version of the overly uncontainable, overly enthusiastic scream. You can have your own version. So, someone over here doesn't want to get just lost in the sea of screaming. You know, hey man, that's fucking me screaming. That's me.
Thank you.
And there is a great subconscious answer that I only can know when I haven't fucking thought about it ever, even once. And it comes to me in the panic of being on stage when Stephen asks me something like that.
All right.
Sitting backstage, it's not fuck, I don't fucking know. I don't know. But I think this song is about those moments when you feel deeply in your mind, you feel as though you've gone to some next level, and you know something, you know the answer, you know why it all is what it is. But you can't really verbalize it. The second you go to talk about it, you just sound like you're stoned or something. But I feel like in the context of the structure of the song and the melody and stuff like that, it feels the question and the longing and the reaching is enough. It really is. Maybe that is the answer.
Thank you. Take care.
was quite fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're always worried about the people in the front. Especially on that song, the people in the front row. If you're, you know, it's slightly hot in here tonight. It's smoky, and that can really be a mind fuck. And you did perfect. You did perfect. Sometimes I warn everybody, but there's a lot of warnings around that. I tell people if the strobe lights start to affect you, all you have to do to save yourself is to not look at them. And it's true. I saw you all fuck. Midway through, I was like, just stay that way until it's over. So glad that you're laughing.
We'll be right back.
chance to say it. I tell everybody that we, as the Flaming Lips, we get to play to the coolest fucking audiences that will ever be. Audiences anywhere that there would be an audience in the universe, the Flaming Lips play to the coolest audience. And some of you are probably thinking,